Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy ride with a little more calm and control. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to please everyone, and ending up feeling drained and overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. But let me tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. Today we're diving deep into something crucial. Setting healthy boundaries. Think of it as building your own mental fortress, protecting your peace and clarity. It's not about being selfish. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries, doesn't that sound a bit rigid? Not at all. It's more like creating clear guidelines for how you want to be treated and how you choose to spend your energy. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Well, your mind and time are even more precious. Here's the deal, setting healthy boundaries is a game changer. It helps you manage stress, protect your emotional energy, build stronger relationships by being more present and authentic, and ultimately, live a happier, more fulfilling life. Think about it like this. When you say no to something that doesn't align with your values or priorities, you're actually saying yes to yourself and what truly matters. So how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those mental fortress walls. 1. Identify your values. Before setting any boundaries, take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you. What are your core values? What brings you joy and fulfillment? This clarity will guide you in making decisions about where to draw the line. 2. Learn to say no without guilt. This is huge. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Practice saying no politely but firmly when something doesn't align with your priorities or values. You don't owe anyone an explanation, just a clear and concise response. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. Let people know what you need and expect in a respectful but direct way. Don't be afraid to express your boundaries clearly. Remember, healthy communication is key to building strong relationships based on mutual respect. 4. Prioritize self-care. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, or simply taking some quiet time for reflection. 5. Practice consistency. Remember, setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to build new habits. Be patient with yourself, and don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. Just keep practicing, and over time, it will become second nature. Ever been in a situation where you felt completely drained after spending time with someone? Maybe they were constantly complaining, or maybe they just didn't respect your time. You know that feeling when you leave the conversation exhausted and questioning why you even bothered? That's a classic example of blurred boundaries. If this sounds familiar, it's time to step up and create some distance. Remember, you have the right to choose who you spend your energy on and how much you invest in certain relationships. Start by setting small boundaries with that person, maybe politely excuse yourself from conversations that drain you, or suggest alternative activities that are more enjoyable for both of you. You'll be surprised how quickly things shift when you start prioritizing your own well-being. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build those mental fortress walls and set healthy boundaries. Remember, this isn't about being rigid or controlling, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. By setting clear guidelines, protecting your energy, and communicating assertively, you'll unlock a world of calmness, clarity, and control. Now go out there and reclaim your power. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing it. And if you have any thoughts or stories about setting boundaries, drop them in the comments below. I can't wait to hear your experiences and keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, stay grounded, stay focused, and always prioritize your well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.